The T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into the third hour of this January 12, 2005 edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We're joined by documentary filmmaker, researcher, Daniel Hopsicker, and I'm, again, honored to have him with us. The website is madcalproduction.com. That's madcalprod.com. We have a link to it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Daniel, it's great to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to meet you. Heard a lot about you.
Well, I'm impressed. I saw your Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, an interesting name, but the film details why you gave it that name. And I want to talk about 9/11 some today, but I first off want to get into your detailed report about Michael Chertoff, because I've been researching Chertoff for years, and it was great to see a lot of the things I had independently confirmed and more pulled together in one spot on your website with this detailed, I don't know, 10, 15-page report. But first off, tell us about Daniel Hopsicker, and then let's get into why you've been interested in Mr. Chertoff.
Well, you know, Alex, nobody's interested in me. I'll give you 30 seconds, you know, quickly. I was a business news producer who went astray when I went out to shoot a pilot for a show that I thought would update In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy for the paranoid 90s, don't you know? And the story I was sold by my associate producers on featuring on the pilot episode concerned the deaths of two 17-year-old kids in Arkansas who stumbled onto a drug drop late one night in 1987. And, you know, when I got down there, instead of a 10-minute story on a half-an-hour pilot, silly pilot, by the way, I realized, you know, that I had a story in front of me that I needed to treat with utmost seriousness and with everything I could bring to it in terms of, you know, both skill and intelligence.
That's right. You're one of the pioneers, one of the first to report the details of Mena, Arkansas, and the drug trafficking there.
Well, actually, probably one of the last.
Well, but I remember right after it, you know, seeing you reporting on it. But
yeah, I got some things right. So let's talk about Chertoff for a minute. So, you know, long story short, Alex, I wrote a book about Barry Seal, Barry and the Boys, and so developed an unintended expertise in CIA aviation crime. And of course, after September 11th, okay, here here's what happened. September 11th was unique to me because 3 days afterwards, when it came out that three of the four terrorist pilots had learned to fly in the retirement community of Venice, Florida, I went, there's something really hinky about that. And I already knew that because my parents bought a retirement house in Venice, Florida in 1977. 77, 78, and I've been coming down to Venice to see him for 20, 25 years, see mom and dad for three or four nights during the winter. And it's like leisure wolves here. So why would a 30-year-old man, even if he is a terrorist, especially if he's a terrorist in the last year of his life, come to leisure world if he could train, say, in Miami? And, of course, there are 220 flight schools in Florida alone, and yet the bulk of the terrorists apparently favored two schools owned by a international Dutch criminal named Rudy Dekkers. So that's enough about me. Let's talk about Chertoff, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into that. But and then later I want to get into the flying circus because you went and interviewed the locals. You talked to people right next door to these hangars, all these different CIA connections there locally.
Yes, yes, and I'm proud of the job I did doing it. I was the only person, Venice, Florida, was the biggest September 11th crime scene that wasn't reduced to rubble. It was where the terrorist conspiracy hung out for far more longer than the FBI would want us to know. And if they had associates that we would want to know more about, this would be the place to find them. And so you would think, wouldn't you, that after some immense national tragedy like September 11th, that there would have been 100 investigative reporters knocking on Muhammad Atta's next-door neighbor's door and asking, what was he like? Who did he hang out with? Who picked him up? Nobody did. Nobody did. Everyone, I mean, it was so clear to me, as I'm sure it was to you, that there was a official media clampdown, blackout, whatever you want to call it, immediately after September 11th, and no real news filtered out after the first few days.
Now enter Mr. Chertoff. I mean, there's just all sorts of things this guy's involved in.
Yeah, well, you know, and this stuff is not that hard to find, is it? So let me give you 30 seconds on how we found this out. One of the young people that helps me out here became interested, and he did research, which is something most people don't do, and he decided that he was going to track down the names and addresses of the terrorists on the FBI list that was inadvertently released by the government of Finland after September 11th. So he discovered that one of the suspected terrorists on the list shared several addresses with a man who is today, or was until recently, the military attaché at the Moroccan embassy in Washington, D.C., Colonel Arara. And he thought that was pretty odd, and so we investigated it, and we ended up doing a story about it. And while we were doing that story, we became aware that Muhammad Atta had relatives in Orlando. And so we were alert to the possibility that he might have had other relatives in the U.S. And, of course, that's where Chertoff comes in. We became aware of the doctor, Mahed El-Amir, who is a neurologist in New Jersey. And he's a neurologist in New Jersey whose HMO was busted out to the tune of about $45 million that New Jersey taxpayers had to pay to pick up what this guy left, and yet he was never charged with the crime. And he was never charged with the crime because, one good reason was he had probably the best criminal defense attorney in New Jersey and the most well-connected, a guy by the name of Michael Chertoff. And so we began looking a little more closely at Dr. El-Amir, and he had been named in an intelligence report that went before September 11th to the head of the House Committee, International Committee, who thought that it was a verifiable report and passed it on to the FBI. And this report said that this doctor was sending millions of bucks to Osama bin Laden from this HMO he was busting out in New Jersey.
And then we have Michael Chertoff protecting him as his lawyer. And then we see the same story with General Mood Ahmed, the head of Pakistani intelligence, with $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, meeting that morning with Porter Goss at the Capitol. I mean, it's like everybody Bush puts in place, whether it's General Eberhard and NORAD, at every level, the people involved in cover-ups are put in higher-level positions.
Correct. You couldn't be more accurate in that statement. In fact, it actually gets kind of funny. I mean, there's two attitudes you can adopt towards the way things go here in this country. One is that of constant outrage, and I subscribe to that. And the other is you got to be a little bit amused by it occasionally. So, for instance, when President Bush appointed Henry Kissinger, the initial head of the 9/11 Commission,
yeah.
I thought that he was attempting to illustrate his capacity for irony.
Yes.
And then when he appointed Asa Hutchinson to head the DEA, I thought, how splendid could that be? Asa Hutchinson was the U.S. attorney in Western Arkansas who looked the other way while Barry Seal's operation became the biggest drug smuggling operation in history, according to the government's own reckoning.
I mean, I've interviewed CIA officers who were there unloading the cocaine. It's not a secret.
Well, Asa Hutchinson sure didn't see any of it. He didn't see, I mean, I don't know how you look the other way. I mean, he must have been staring straight down at the ground. Apparently the sound of the C-123s rumbling overhead just scared poor Asa to death. But he was rewarded for that, wasn't he, by being named head of the DEA, and now his boss is this guy Michael Chertoff, who, you know who he reminds me of? He's the Republican Richard Benveniste.
Yes.
Extremely slick, extremely intelligent, extremely smooth, a consummate operative, isn't he? And that's Benveniste all over. So these are guys that are so plugged in, you know, they don't even know they're plugged in, you know? They don't know anyone that's not plugged in. So Chertoff, who's going to be in charge of what? Protecting us, right? Protecting America, was defending a guy who has all kinds of strange connections.
Sending money to Al Qaeda.
Correct. And then, Alex, it gets worse, okay? Because if you think about it,
it always gets worse.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? It does. Everybody's entitled to defense. Chertoff could just say, hey, I didn't know he was a terrorist at that point, you know, and I was, that's my job, to defend people. That's what our Constitution says you get. But then after 9/11, Bush appointed him head of the official 9/11 investigation. And this guy was at the heart of that Jersey City, New Jersey stuff, okay? This Dana Molson guy was on his payroll, the guy that was looking for stingers, the Pakistani looking for stingers. And that was the first time I saw the complete outline of some of what was going on, because the deal that Dr. Amir's buddy was trying to cut in New Jersey before he got busted was called typical by federal prosecutors, and that deal was oil and heroin for guns and training.
Ah, well, I'll tell you what, stay there, Daniel Hopsicker. Incredible information. Connecting the dots on the other side. Stay with us.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff. And it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
To Daniel Hopsicker, documentary filmmaker, researcher. His website is just full of a lot of powerful information. You'll definitely want to check it out. It's madcalprod.com, or the abbreviation of productions, madcalprod.com. And he's been really kind enough to allow us to post his documentary film online at prisonplanet.tv, Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus. And I want to get into that later in the next segment, and also tell listeners how they can get a copy of that film and some of his other great videos that I've been a fan of for years. But Daniel, continuing with Michael Chertoff, I mean, he
right,
is the
right. Let me give you just, because you've been on him for years, but for the last 2 years, he testified right after being named, to they had the investigation. This is just 3 weeks after September 11th, early in October. He testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And if you remember back then, I mean, we were all scared. I mean, I was scared. And I think he spoke a little more of the truth than he would have liked.
They were a little arrogant back then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they were or not. I mean,
so what did he say?
Well, he said, frankly, he said he can't distinguish between drug smuggling and terrorist activity. The two blend in together with the mob, and that's what they were going after. They were going to follow the money, right? So it wasn't but a few months after that we discovered down here that during the same month that Muhammad Atta arrived at his flight school, the owner of the flight school, Wally Hilliard, had his Learjet confiscated on the runway of Orlando Executive Airport, and not by mistake, by DEA agents who found 43 pounds of heroin on board. So Chertoff is running off his mouth about we're going to follow the money and drug smuggling and this was the same, a week later, President Bush.
And again, folks, tell them who that individual you just mentioned is.
The man that owned the flight school that these terrorists came to learn to fly at, ostensibly, Wally Hilliard, the same month they got here, July of 2000, had his Learjet confiscated because it had 43 pounds of heroin on board. And it wasn't by mistake. That plane had been flying that same route for 30 weeks in a row.
And your film gets into how the CIA's got a big base there locally and how he's connected to that.
Correct. Correct. Very much so.
You've got the documents. You've got the interviews. I mean, it's totally obvious.
Right. Exactly. It is. I mean, it didn't take a genius to see it. I guess it took an idiot to stick with it. But, Bob Woodward should have been all over this. The story that these terrorists moved through the U.S. unnoticed is baloney. Muhammad Atta and his gang were here at the invitation, behest, with the acknowledgement of the U.S. government, and I think the reason their presence was tolerated was because they were making somebody a lot of money.
And again, there's just so many different connections. You go into some other things about Mr. Chertoff.
Yep. What specifically?
Well, there's just much here in your detailed report, and I had seen some of it here and there over the years, but, I mean, you've got one of the most detailed ones I've seen here. Just all his connections, just goes on and on.
Yeah. What Chertoff was doing in New Jersey, defending this man, is the same thing that we see happening in Boston, where an officially protected, FBI-protected terrorist activity was allowed to continue after September 11th. This is exactly the same thing that FBI translator whistleblower Sybil Edmonds, I believe, is speaking about when she says that there was a protected drug smuggling activity by a quasi-governmental organization going on in conjunction with the terrorist network. This is what they were protecting, were and are protecting.
And she was being ordered to go back and falsify transcripts.
I don't know all what she was ordered to do, but I do know that when I first heard her allegation that she had seen documents proving that there was an officially protected drug smuggling activity going on in conjunction with the terrorist network, I mean, I knew that was the same thing I'd seen in Venice. I mean, that was the same thing I've been seeing, in Venice, Florida. I mean, 43 pounds of heroin is a huge amount. I mean, it's major trafficking, and you have to ask yourself, what was going on? And then you realize that your own government is telling you that Osama bin Laden basically ran Afghanistan before 9/11, and Afghanistan was producing 2/3 of the world's heroin back then, and even more now. So if you're running that international activity, aren't you going to want to sell your dope into the world's richest market?
We'll be right back. Stay with us with our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We're talking to Daniel Popsicker, documentary filmmaker, and again, on PrisonPlanet.tv, he's been good enough to allow us to post it there at PrisonPlanet.tv, his documentary film, Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus. Daniel, for folks that want to get a hard copy of that particular film or any of your films, tell us about some of your great videos, some of your presentations, some of your investigations, and how folks get those.
Well, it's all at madcowprod.com, our website. That's what keeps us going and keeps us researching. What we have right now, I don't know if you even know this. I mean, I shot a 2-hour-long interview with Muhammad Atta's American girlfriend.
Yes.
And we've rolled an hour of that now onto the end of the Muhammad Atta video. So if you order a hard copy of it, that's what you get. You get the extra hour of just watching a girl talk about things she saw, you know, in a very offhand way, because it wasn't any big deal for her at the time. It didn't become a big deal until of course after September 11th.
So it's powerful. It's powerful information, and it's Mad Cow Prod for production.com. A lot of different films and professionally produced information.
If you don't have web access or want to call, there's an 800 number. It's 800-556-2012.
Give that number out again, please.
800-556-2012.
And we're going to give that out again before you leave us here at the end of the broadcast in about 25 minutes. But I want to get more into Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, because the film's incredible. I mean, the CIA there locally, what they're doing, the connections, it's totally obvious. But I want to bring up a few other points. It's admitted that the FBI paid for homes, cars, credit cards, that informants live with hijackers on both coasts. That they were at U.S. military bases, then they were out creating a ledger or a history at private flight schools. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But all that has come out in the mainstream news, but it's back of the newspaper or on some obscure MSNBC archive. Why hasn't more of this come out?
You know, and sometimes it comes out and then immediately dies. And that's how you know the story's been killed. For instance, just 4 days after September 11th, all the big papers, or most of them, Newsweek, Washington Post, the Miami Herald, and the Knight Ridder newspapers all reported that six of the hijackers, including Muhammad Atta, had attended secure U.S. Military facilities, schooling at secure U.S. military facilities. They never denied the story, but it was dropped like a hot potato.
Pensacola Naval Air Station, and then you and others have reported... And correct me if I'm wrong here, but there were people with the same names as hijackers, even looked like them, who were training other Arabs at U.S. bases who then died in mysterious accidents.
There have been any number of strange things happen. What I'm personally aware of is the intimidation of witnesses down in Florida.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I mean, if... Alex, just look at it this way, okay? Atta lived for 3 months, almost 3 months, with a pink-haired stripper, okay? Now, after September 11th, hey, you're the National Enquirer. I mean, you go nuts for that story, right? You know, I saw a side, of Muhammad no one else saw, said stripper girlfriend, you know? And she's got incredible details, and yet... we couldn't get that story reported anywhere. except in the German media. The biggest German newspaper picked it up for their 6 million readers. So if you're German, you can find out about the nightly drinking and cocaine and drug-fueled 3-day weekends in Key West that supposed Islamic fundamentalist Mohammed Atta and his buddies went on. And the most
yeah, and they're handing their cards out and leaving Korans at the topless bars, and then magic passports fall out of the sky. And
Alex, here's the most amazing thing she said. Okay, I mean she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and she wasn't paying totally close attention, but I mean she told about almost nightly. Okay. A half a dozen of Atta's closest associates while he was in Florida weren't Arab. They were German and Swiss. These are people he went out with nightly. These are people he went to meeting.
We just lost his phone. Isn't that interesting? Is his phone still connected? Disconnect and call him back. That happens every once in a while. And again, folks, this is up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members there, 15 cents a day. We've got the film, but I suggest you get a hard copy from Daniel Hopsicker. His film, Mohammed Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, it just goes through all the CIA people, all of it. I mean, it's just bam, 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 bam. And then don't forget what we were covering in the last hour. We've got this head BATF guy who was part of a secret U.S. government program, now public, congressional documents, of blowing up truck bombs and van bombs and car bombs, 7 of them out in the New Mexico desert in the months before Oklahoma City, and then he's on the ground when it goes off outside the building and calls the media and the BATF within 10 minutes saying it's an ANFO bomb. What's the chances of that? It's the same MO over and over and over and over again. We have official U.S. government plans like Northwoods to carry out 9/11 style attacks with planes. And we're just supposed to ignore all of this. We have Daniel back? All right. We'll deal with this here in a moment. But it's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing how serious things have gotten. And then you've got Mr. Chertoff hanging out with one of the biggest admitted funders of Al-Qaeda. He's off representing him. He's off... Just nexus point, connection point after connection point. And it's the same thing with the entire cabinet. We got Condoleezza Rice calling Mayor Willie Brown up the night before, her good friend from when she lived in San Francisco and was on several boards with him, and saying, don't fly to New York tomorrow. We got the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling Newsweek the day after the attacks, because they weren't in the loop, saying, hey, we got told not to fly to New York tomorrow. We got Salman Rushdie being told, you can't fly to New York for the next few days for your safety. On and on and on. Daniel, mysteriously, your phone went dead there, my friend.
Yeah, I must have just been a glitch or a ghost in the machine. I'm not important enough to mess with.
I'm sure. But you were continuing there. Now this pink-haired topless dancer who was living with Atta, she said these Anglo guys, these white guys, are showing up, hanging around. And we were told these were Muslim extremists, but... they're all out partying in U.S. military bases and doing drugs.
And the Germans are operatives. I mean, I've traced some of them. They're people with elaborate cover stories. You know, I met the woman I'm with when I sailed into Bombay after being blown across the the East Indian Ocean on a worldwide sailing trip. You know, that kind of stuff. So, and of course, Atta himself, we discovered, was in Hamburg on our dime, on your dime and my dime. For 4 of the 7 years that he lived in Hamburg, he was supported by something called the Congress Bundestag program, which is a joint U.S.-German program.
But let's expand on that. When several of the hijackers or the decoys went to a Malaysian Al-Qaeda summit, and I've even interviewed the folks from the embassies, ladies and gentlemen, they were ordered to let them back in, give them visas again, even though they had gotten on the terrorist watch list. The CIA is saying, you let them back in. And then even before that, I interviewed Mr. Springman, who was in Jeddah, the head embassy chief there, and letting other terrorists in, and he was told this is part of a terrorism training thing that they're doing in the U.S., at secure U.S. military bases, let them in. It's a CIA operation.
Right. And back on the Chertoff front for a moment, my buddy Sander Hicks did an interview with Randy Glass, I believe, in which Glass said that his investigation was shut down, that it already led to, you know, people that were, like, trying to buy Stinger missiles for heroin in New Jersey.
And then the CIA and FBI agents that tried to stop these people, they got reprimanded or fired, but those that held up the investigations got record cash bonuses in '02.
There you go. There you go. I'll tell you what, if there's one ray of light here, it is this. There is not a huge pool of operatives, apparently, from which to draw. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing things like naming Chertoff head of Homeland Security or Robert Mueller head of the FBI.
Very astute. In fact, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to steal your thunder. This is what I say every day. You're on point, and I'm going to bring up a totally different example, and then please go back to your point. But I want to reinforce, I'm glad you're saying this. Nobody else is saying this. They were going to have these tribunals at Camp X-Ray. The head general, Rick Baucus, quit, says, I'm not going to torture. They've had, what is it, five different prosecutors and defense lawyers quit and say these people are innocent. These aren't even real trials. They can't even have fake tribunals now. So now the CIA and State Department last week announced, okay, no trials ever, executive order, we're just going to hold you for life. So the good news is you're right. It is a very small group, so it's hard for them to operate. Please continue.
You're absolutely right. They're extremely smart. They're extremely good, but I believe they can be beaten because sooner or later, everybody's going to see through it.
And the more we expose them, the more we get involved, the more fires they've got to put out. And now I've noticed they can't even counter us half the time now. They're losing all credibility. Daniel, I mean, 6-7 years ago, half the callers called me a kook. Now the show's 50 times bigger. No one calls in disagreeing. I do interviews everywhere. I mean, I think we've turned the corner with the minds of the people.
You know, and also where I see that is in the election story, in vote fraud. 4 years ago, on the eve of the 2000 election, I was waiting for my book, Barry and the Boys, to come out, and having nothing better to do, I went out to shoot a documentary based on some wacky friend's idea that American elections are not as open and honest as we all know them to be. 4 years later, pretty much that's a commonly held sentiment. 4 years ago, when I first realized and when I first saw that this idea of wasn't wacky, I was floored by it. And then of course your reaction after that is, oh well, of course, you know.
Well, let's go back to when I interrupted you. You talk about them not having enough operatives for these 9/11 type things.
Sure, and I can bring up just one quick election example for you, okay? In 2001, one of the guys whose activity spans 9/11 and the election is Adnan Khashoggi, Saudi billionaire Adnan Khashoggi. He and a couple of unnamed Saudi billionaire buddies of his, through a shell company in Bermuda, owned the company that counted American servicemen's votes overseas until 2003, when it was exposed. And when it was exposed, they real quick sold the company, moved the company, because it's parked. I'm sure your listeners know what it means to park a company.
Yeah, offshore, dummy corporations.
Well, here's what it is. If you're a mob boss and I'm a mob boss and I've got a girlfriend and no place to put her and you've got an empty condo, you know, you say, well, you can park her in my apartment, you know, in my condo. I mean, she's my girlfriend, but she's in your condo. So that's what it means. They moved the election company from the Saudis in Bermuda to of all companies they sold the company to Accenture, which is the disgraced remains of Arthur Andersen, the people that made possible the $13 billion ripoff.
Yeah, they're always
Enron.
They're always changing the name, just like DynCorp gets caught kidnapping children. So they convicted, and so they just change their name and get even bigger contracts. This is incredible. What do you, Daniel Hopsinger, what do you see their big game plan if they're not brought down this organized crime. What do you? What will the world be like in 5 years if we don't stop?
You know, let me be honest with you, Alex. The answer to that question is first of all, it eludes me. And second of all, it's probably, you know, if it didn't, it's way above my pay grade. Okay. I just try to stick to what's going on the ground. You know, I don't know. Here's what I'm upset about. Okay. In the major events that have occurred in my country in my lifetime, I don't have a clue as to what happened. The Kennedy assassination. Well, I mean, of course, we know now, but we didn't then. Watergate, we still don't know what that was about.
We're always being lied to.
Yeah, and then September 11th happened, and it was the most god-awful event, as everyone knows, in the history of the world, right? And I'm not allowed to know, you know, what happened. Because, clearly, the story of September 11th is something happened, then something else happened, and then September 11th happened. And I'm not allowed to know what went before.
And then we disprove every major pillar of their official story, and then they never come back and tell us why they lied to us.
So, I have two postulates about what happened September 11th. I mean, obviously, we were doing business with Osama bin Laden, dirty business, heroin business, and somebody was making a lot of money, and that somebody on this end isn't an Arab. And then either at our behest because they're our boys or as a double cross, which is also possible, September 11th happened. But to me, the fact is these hideous, hideous people would not have been here if we had an honest government.
Well, you are a journalist, pure and simple, and I engage in journalistic endeavors, but at the same time, I am a pundit, a political person who talks about these things, and from all the evidence, and I think we could get a conviction if we could show this to a grand jury and then to a jury, just in a 30, 45-second nutshell, this is what went down. Because they do this in Oklahoma City, First World Trade Center bombing, they do this over and over again. They tell everybody it's a drill. We know this happened. Because in case they get caught and the compartmentalization wall falls down, they can just say it was a drill. You've got these Arabs who are these double agents who have been here and been trained and protected. They're told they're part of a drill. We know they were flying around, quote, testing the hijacking. You know, Mr. Woods and others saw them. They think they're on board the aircraft as part of a drill. And this is what I've got from high-level government sources. The people on board the plane are knocked out by something. Remote control takes control, and they fly them into the buildings. Then they plant this whole big official story. And basically, that's from all the evidence, the clearest direction that everything points. We know their official story is impossible.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I don't agree with you, but it's okay that I don't agree with you, because we both agree that we haven't been told.
Well, where do you think it all points?
Well, you know, here's what I think. Muhammad Atta hated us. Muhammad Atta hated us bad. Muhammad Atta was a psychopath. Muhammad Atta, when his girlfriend kicked him out, when his stripper girlfriend kicked him out, came back when she wasn't there and slaughtered her 6 baby kittens, left kitten parts all over the apartment, gutted the mother cat.
So you think they found psychopaths and then opened the doors for them?
I know that he was enough of a psychopath to
stay there.
Fly
we'll be right back. Stay there. We'll hear about it on the other side.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Stand my ground. I'm sorry to all the callers, loaded phone lines. We haven't been taking calls this hour because this news has been too important. But we're going to have Daniel Hopsicker back on in the near future. I was talking to Daniel during the break, and I said, well, what do you not agree with in my my theory, as you could say? And he says, well, I agree with a lot of it, just not all of it. And I'm interested to hear specifically what you don't agree with, Daniel.
I think Mohammed Atta knowingly flew a plane into a building, and so did Marwan al-Shehhi. No one questions, there are suicide bombers every day in the Middle East and in Israel. No one ever questions their motives. No one ever says, well, the guy didn't.
Okay, then what do you think I'm saying that's right? Because obviously all the doors are open for them.
All the rest of it is that.
They're government agents. They're in drills, and what they were supposed to be part of the drill, but made it real, or what?
The truth, here's what we're both saying is the true story remains to be written, and this is the biggest. There has to be something really monstrous to have covered up so assiduously. Okay. Something that half the planet watched live. And, I mean, the majority, see, 20 years after the Kennedy, it took 20 years after the Kennedy assassination before a majority of Americans said that the government wasn't telling us.
And now 40 years later, it's 90%+ think the government
sure
did it.
Sure. Well, here we are just 3 years after September 11th, and I'm sure it's a solid majority that
well, CNN did a poll, 90% believe the government was involved. The Zogby poll is 50%.
And I believe the government was involved to the extent that these terrorists were here at the official behest of the government. I mean, Zacharias Moussaoui can teach us something. In his rantings in federal court, he says that anytime he got pulled over, they ran his name through the national crime base, and they came back, go your way. Can I polish your headlights? Have a good day. And he thinks that's what happened to Atta when Atta was pulled over on three or four occasions.
Yeah, exactly. So we know they opened the door, funded them, trained them, and then we don't know what happened. Clearly, we can't see 100% there in those last few minutes. But bottom line, Daniel, they're using all of this to take our rights away, and none of this has anything to do with terrorism, and they're setting up a total police state.
And certainly that's one way to look at it. And I don't know if I'll ever know the real truth, but I know I'm gonna keep looking for it until I either find it or realize I'll never find it.
But America is turning into a police state.
Well, here's the deal. We're supposed to be a democracy, Alex. Okay? I mean, we have no free press. Okay? The essential prerequisite of any democracy, any democratic republic, is an informed citizenry. And
the people perish for lack of knowledge. Give folks that number one more time to get Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus or any of your other great films.
Sure. It's 800-556-2012.
One more time.
1-800-556-2012. The website's the Mad Cow Productions, madcowprod.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on with us, and thanks for letting us post your fine video that fills in a lot of the blanks, a large part of the puzzle pieces. That's there at prisonplanet.tv, and God bless you, Daniel.
Look forward to talking to you again, Alex. Have a good day.
You bet, my friend. A very interesting researcher, again, mainstream TV producer in the past, and just really gets in there and covers a lot. I suggest you go to prisonplanet.tv. Just one more reason if you're online to go get a membership for a month or a year. A monthly membership, $5.95. A yearly membership, you save a large portion of that. 15 cents a day, my friends. Why not go to prisonplanet.tv? Or if you're not online, be sure and call Mr. Hopsicker and get yourself a copy. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Please tell your friends and family to tune in. And back tomorrow from 11 to 2 Central. If you want any of my videos, big discount still going, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, God bless you all until we see you back here again live in a few hours.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes.